Minnesota, a couple of minutes before 6 o'clock with Jay Philpott at Hit Radio WLOL Minneapolis, St. Paul. Rolling into the Hot Hits Countdown with the Twin Cities Top 35 singles and also tracks from each of the top five albums. We'll be giving you music notes and more tonight, and stick around for it. Here's the number 35 song of the week to get us started. The Jacksons with State of Shock. WLOL Hit Radio 604 with Jay Philpott on a free concert weekend. Your chance to pick up a pair of tickets to see Elvis Costello coming up later on this hour. We're in the Hot Hits Countdown now with the first of five brand new songs on the chart this week. Debuting at number 34, here's a new one from Billy Joel called Leave a Tender Moment Alone. Even though I'm in 99.5 WLOL Hit Radio at 6:07 with the first taste of the Twin Cities' number 5 album, former Eagle Glenn Frey going solo on the all-nighter. And the Hot Hits Countdown Extra is called Better in the USA.
To the east, they look to the west. The third world wonders which ways...
99.5 WLOL Hit Radio at 6:09 on the Hot Hits Countdown chart this week. There are six artists who have released songs as solo projects away from the groups that made them famous. Here's one of them, Lindsey Buckingham, apart from Fleetwood Mac for the solo effort Go Insane. Here's the title tune. It comes in this week as a debut at number 33.
Two kinds of people in this world.
WLOL Hit Radio at 6:12. Jay Philpott here in the first hour of the Hot Hits Countdown with a concert update coming up for you before 7 o'clock and also music notes featuring information about Billy Joel, David Crosby, and some new album and song releases coming out in the next few weeks. Stand by for that. Here's Kenny Loggins, I'm Free at number 32. WLOL with a lot of new music on the countdown for you tonight. Here's the third of five brand new songs from Chicago in the Chicago 17 LP. It's a Hard Habit to Break, debuting at number 31. 99.5 WLOL Hit Radio, a Hard Habit to Break from Chicago. It's a countdown debut at number 31 tonight. And I'm Jay Philpott at 6:21. It's a busy week coming up in the concert schedule. If you are a hardcore concert goer and insist on going to every concert that comes into the towns, hey, you've got a busy week, okay? August 14th, Tuesday night, Cars and Wang Chung are at the Met Center. On Friday night, the 17th, it's Rick Springfield, Corey Hart, and Sunglasses at Night opens up that show at the Civic Center. On August 17th and 18th at the Carlton, you can catch the Little River Band. And 1 week from tonight, it will be the Pretenders in the Civic Center. And across town, outdoors at Navy Island, catch Bonnie Raitt also a week from tonight. Sheena Easton at the Carlton, the 24th and 26th of the month, also the 25th. It's a three-night run. Billy Idol is at the Civic Center on August 28th. Tickets available now for that. Elvis Costello with Nick Lowe at Navy Island on August 29th. Crosby, Stills, and Nash also at Navy Island September 15th. And Herbie Hancock with Steel Pulse in the entire Rocket Band, also Navy Island on September 16th. Elton John will be in the Civic Center on September 18th. We are still waiting for ticket information. So far, they are not available. Laura Branigan has the rescheduled show on September 18th and 19th at the Carlton. Cool and the Gang, also at the Carlton, September 21st and 22nd. Ooh, well, we better back up a few days here. September 9th is the Go-Go's Dance Party outdoors at Navy Island. And tickets go on sale tomorrow morning. $12 in advance, $14 day of the show. Grab them at Great American Music and the Wax Museum stores. And if you need a repeat on any of the concert ticket information for any of the shows I've just mentioned, call, of course, the WLOL Entertainment Connection at 941-2501.
For the Paul Bunyan country of Minnesota, come the Giants of Pro Drag Racing, August 17th, 18th, and 19th.
Oh, yeah. All alone and shopping for a complete affordable health care plan? Call Share at 830-3100.
Hey, ever since he was cut loose from the Jay Giles Band, Peter Wolf has been coming back with a vengeance and a hot new album. Here's the title tune, Lights Out, a countdown debut at number 30 this week. WLOL Hit Radio and Jay Philpott 6:28 on the Hot Hits Countdown with the highest debuting record of the week from the Jacksons. We have phase of making you dance. Here's Torture, number 29. WLOL Hit Radio on a free concert weekend. That means right now you can score a pair of tickets to see Elvis Costello at Navy Island August 29th. gets them at 989-2299. Jay Philpott here on the Hot Hits Countdown, 633 with Laura Branigan, dropping 8 with Self-Control at 28. WLOL Hit Radio. Song number 28 on tonight's Hot Hits Countdown is Self-Control from Laura Branigan. And I'm Jay Philpott. It's 6:36. We're congratulating Otto Lee of Minneapolis, winner of the Elvis Costello tickets on the free concert weekend. And stand by, we're not done yet. Next hour, you'll grab a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
In the Twin City,
there's a crypto race bull pen.
According to meteorologist Joe D'Andrea, and the 11 weather outlook will be clear tonight with a little bit more humidity than the past couple days. Low 63, mostly sunny, 86 tomorrow, and then partly cloudy by Tuesday. And the humidity begins to return then, too. But we've cooled off a little bit. It's 83, mostly sunny in the cities now with no way out. Here's the Jefferson Starship on the Hot Hits Countdown, number 27. WLOL with a talented quintet from San Francisco. And as a matter of fact, they were just in town last Tuesday night. Here's Night Ranger, Midnight Madness LP, giving us a brand new hit. And on the Hot Hits Countdown, it's called When You Close Your Eyes, moving up 7 to number 26 this week. WLOL Hit Radio, getting into the glamorous life. Sheila E. at number 25. 99.5 WLOL takes a weekly survey of record sales in the Twin City area to find out what is hot and what is not. This week, the number 4 best-selling album in the area is from Tina Turner. It's called Private Dancer. And the countdown extra from it is called Better Be Good to Me on Hit Radio, WLOL. And a half WLOL Hit Radio. It's a countdown extra from the Private Dancer album. Tina Turner, Better Be Good to Me. And Jay Philpott here at 6:55 with music notes straight ahead.
When the day's done, having some, you can count on the taste of your stroke.
The Stroh Brewery Company, Detroit, Michigan.
This is Music Notes. I suppose we should have realized it, that it was getting kind of serious when Christy Brinkley appeared as Billy Joel's Uptown Girl in his video of the same name. Now, after dating more than a year, the two are getting hitched. A spokeswoman for the model says Billy popped the question last week, I think it was Tuesday night, as they were having dinner with Christy in his Manhattan apartment. Then he gave her a large solitaire diamond ring. No idea here on how much it was, as far as the carat goes, the size. The couple has not set a wedding date, but the spokeswoman said that when they do get married, it'll be a quiet ceremony with only close friends and family in attendance. David Crosby says his 5-year prison term for cocaine and weapons charges is too severe. He is currently touring the country with Crosby, Stills, and Nash and is free on an appeals bond. The 42-year-old Crosby said on an interview that he would discourage anyone from using drugs, but the sentence he received after a 1982 arrest in a Dallas nightclub was too harsh. He said officers caught him with only a fingernail of some substance, which was later identified as cocaine. Now, Crosby was also charged with possessing a loaded .45-caliber automatic and received a 3-year term to be served concurrently with the drug charge. He says he had the weapon with him because he feared for his safety after the murder of former Beatle John Lennon. In upcoming album and song releases, two Styx members have solo albums ready to be released. Dennis DeYoung's new LP is called Desert Moon, and Tommy Shaw's record is called Girls with Guns. Pat Benatar's new album, which is still untitled, is due out in October, but the names of a couple of the new songs for which she's already cut videos for are We Belong and Painted Desert. Maybe one of those two will end up as the title. Bryan Adams is continuing work on his new album. Tina Turner recently dropped into the studio where Bryan was recording, and the results may wind up on the album as a duet. Hey, here's a collector's alert, okay, if you're into Springsteen especially. The B-side of Bruce Springsteen's latest single, Cover Me, features the tune Jersey Girl, a previously unreleased live version of a Tom Waits song that Bruce recorded live in 1981. David Bowie has completed his new album in Canada. The working title, but not definite title, is Too Much Night, and features a duet with Tina Turner and a guest appearance by Iggy Pop. Now, with the new LP in the can, Bowie is busy filming his cameo role for the upcoming John Landis movie Into the Night, also coming up this fall. Kool and the Gang have completed their new album. It is still untitled and due for release this fall. Yes, this fall already. Summer is coming to an end, unfortunately. Prince has received the only gold single that was awarded by the Recording Industry Association of America in July. Of course, it was for When Doves Cry. The new Donna Summer album is called Cats Without Claws and will be released on August 27th. The album features songs written by Donna and also her husband, Bruce Sedano. And Eddie Van Halen will be scoring the soundtrack for the new film, The Wild Life. That's a movie about wild and crazy out-of-control teenagers, and it is the brainchild of Cameron Crowe. the same man who gave us Fast Times at Ridgemont High. More music notes coming up next hour. Let's get back to the countdown with the Cars. Here's Magic at number 24. St. Paul presenting a free concert weekend. 7:03 with Jay Philpott. Your chance to pick up a Crosby, Stills, and Nash pair of tickets for their concert in Navy Island later on this hour. In the meantime, we're doing the Hot Hits Countdown with real rock and roll here from Van Halen. Panama from the 1984 LP moves up five this week to number 23. WLOL Hit Radio 707. The Hot Hits Countdown rolling on with My Oh My. This is from Slade. Up five to number 22. 99.5 WLOL with Jay Philpott, 7-Eleven in the Twin Cities. Jermaine Jackson has a new solo album out. It's his seventh record. His 1980 album called Let's Get Serious was a million seller and won him a Grammy nomination for Best Male R&B Performance. Here's the single called Dynamite, moving up five notches on the Hot Hits Countdown this week to number 21 on Hit Radio WLOL. WLOL, bow your heads please for song number 20, Let's Go Crazy from Prince. 99.5 WLOL Hit Radio, ladies and gentlemen, the award for the longest drawn out guitar solo goes to Prince there. That's called Let's Go Crazy, moving up five to number 20 on the Hot Hits Countdown. And I'm Jay Philpott at 7:18. Of course, you know that When Doves Cry has been the number one song for the past 4 weeks. We'll find out shortly before 9 o'clock tonight if it makes it five in a row. Hey, let's look back this day in rock history on this day in 1877. What? They had rock back then? No, they didn't. But Thomas Edison kind of paved the way for it when he invented the sound recording device called the Edison phone. Now, it worked like this. It had a little tin foil wrapped cylinder on which sound from a megaphone was etched with a thin metal needle. And this, of course, became what is now known as the phonograph. According to reports, the first sound he recorded was what is described as an intense version of Mary Had a Little Lamb. A little closer to where we are today, back on this day in 1957, Buddy Holly entered the American record charts with That'll Be the Day, a song that later became a hit for Linda Ronstadt. In 1966, the Beatles began their 1966 and final American tour. And on this day in 1967, Fleetwood Mac made its stage debut at Great Britain's National Blues and Jazz Festival. It was a hot concert, too, because also on the bill was Cream, Small Faces, 10 Years After, and Pink Floyd, all of them in their formative years. Birthdays for today and the coming week include Mark Knopfler of Dire Straits. He's 35 years old today. Dan Fogelberg will celebrate number 33 tomorrow. On Tuesday, a couple of birthdays. David Crosby of Crosby, Stills and Nash will be 43, and Dash Crofts of Seals and Crofts turns 44. On Friday, Belinda Carlisle, lead singer of the Go-Go's, will be 26, and Sib Hashian of Boston will turn 35. And on Saturday, Dennis Elliott of Foreigner hits number 34.